Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another victory video designed to strengthen and encourage your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at some powerful principles from God's Word on dealing with adversities. So if you've had any tests or trials or hassles come your way or things happen that you just don't understand, stay tuned because we've got some important principles that will really help you get the victory. Before we do that, let me just say a great big thank you to those of you who are supporting your missionary. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world, and it's such a joy to be a part of this end-time harvest that's happening around the world. We have missionaries involved in all sorts of outreaches. We've got missionaries that do evangelism, discipleship, Bible schools, training centers, feeding programs, children's ministries, translation work, aviation, medical clinics. It just goes on. But all of them need the prayer cover and the support of their friends. So if you've been supporting your missionary, thank you very much. Hey, by the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then you have found the right place today. Simply go to our website, and I'll put the address across the screen. Go to our website and click on the tab that says Missionary Agency. Go there, and all the details are there on what we do to help our missionaries, how we can help you go to the next level, and the kind of dependable service that we provide. We are serving hundreds of missionaries around the world, and we would love to serve you. So go there, fill out the form, and start the contact process. All right, let's turn our attention now to this area called dealing with adversities. You know, I wish I could say that in life you'll never have an adversity, you'll never have a test, you'll never have a trial, you'll never have stuff hit you that you wonder what in the world happened. But you know, if I said that, that would be a false teaching. In the real world, you're going to have challenges. You can label it a lot of ways: tests, trials, adversities. But watch this, the way you deal with them, the way I deal with them, will make the difference between success or failure. Now, the principles that I want to share with you, and by the way, this is part one, because I want to dedicate a whole nother video session to this. I mean, we could just go on and on, but I'm going to give two sessions to it because it's such an important subject. You know, there's a lot of Christians who want to just kind of confess problems away. I believe I'll never have a problem, or I believe it'll never hit me. Well, you know, good luck with that. You're going to have tests and trials come your way, and we want to see what the Word says on the way that we deal with them so that we can, in fact, have the victory. Now, lest you think I'm just preaching or armchair philosophizing, let me give you some examples. You know, we are serving hundreds of missionaries around the world, and as you can imagine, when you deal with people, you are going to deal with all the stuff that comes with people. And so dealing with missionaries, we have had to deal with marriage problems. That's right. Missionaries are real people, and they have times marriage problems, children issues. Almost everyone that goes to the mission field gets attacked at times in their mind, doubts, emotional attacks. We've even seen some missionaries that have been killed through the years. There was one missionary that I'm thinking of in Asia who was martyred. He was killed because he kept taking Bibles into an area when he was warned not to, and he felt in his heart he was supposed to do it. We've had to deal with that. We had to deal with the family that was left afterwards. So, you know, children issues, health problems, medical issues. I'm not just preaching at you. And by the way, most of you don't know this, but in my own life, in 2004, my 19-year-old son died. And that devastated me. I'm telling you, when that happened, it just knocked me flat, as you can imagine. And so what I'm sharing with you today is not coming from a book that I've read. It's coming from experiences that I've experienced and in my own life. And thank God for His grace. That's one of the keys, God's grace. You never get over some things, but you can learn to fly above anything. Let me say that again. You may never get over it. People say, just get over it. You know, when you have a son who's died, you don't get over it. You remember him. And thank God for the resurrection. But by God's grace, you learn to fly above it. And you can go to our website and click on the tab that says Sponsor a Campaign. That whole campaign, that whole program that's on our website was birthed out of that tragedy and the recovery that I had to go through in order to get back on top. God will help you. So whatever you're facing, whatever you have faced, hear me now. These principles will help you successfully navigate through them and learn to fly above it. It's kind of like gravity. Gravity is always there to pull you down. But if you understand aerodynamics like an airplane, you can fly above it. Doesn't do away with gravity. Doesn't erase what happened. But by God's grace, just like the principle of aerodynamics, you can learn to fly above any problem. Now, let's look at some scriptures quickly, and then in the next session, I'm going to give you some step-by-step principles, but let's just kind of lay the foundation here. John 15, verse 20, I think is an important verse because, as I said, some Christians have an unrealistic view. It's like, oh, I confess I'll never have a problem. Well, that's contrary to the Word. Jesus says in verse 20, remember the word that I've said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. Now listen to this. A servant, that's us, his followers, is not greater than the master. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they have kept my word, they will keep yours. So, you know, Jesus was persecuted. We know that. Jesus was crucified. Jesus went through the wilderness where the devil attacked him. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he was attacked in his mind. Thank God he pressed through. I mean, he was tempted. The devil was wanting to talk him out of his mission. But Jesus finally concluded, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So, you know, that's Jesus' experience, and we're not above him. So if Jesus faced adversities and problems, guess what? We're going to face them as well. Now, problems can originate in various sources. Sometimes we create our own problems. And so if there's sin involved, then of course you need to deal with that, confess it, and get it out of the way. But sometimes things hit you that you have no control over. But still, the way, follow me, the way that you confront that and deal with it will make all the difference in whether you succeed or it wipes you out and you stay wiped out. Ephesians 6 is another passage that, I don't know, I think some Christians, they must not have this passage in their Bible because it talks about a warfare. And let me just hit one doctrine that I really despise, and that is some Christians teach that everything that happens in life is God's will. Nothing could be further from the truth, my friend. Child abuse, no. Wars, no. Disasters, no. Those are not God's will. You say, well, I thought, you know, God's in control of everything. Well, you need to read Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, listen, says in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And I'd say a great amen to that because when you're going through a test and a trial, you can't depend on your strength. Some things that hit you take you way beyond your own strength. I know when my son passed, I went beyond my own strength, and I had to get over into that realm of tapping into a strength greater than my own. So he says, be strong in the Lord, the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the plans and the schemes of the devil. So my friend, there is a warfare. According to the Bible, not everything that happens in this world is God's perfect will. Not everything that happens is God's perfect will. There is a battle between God and Satan. I don't for a minute believe that God intended for my son to die early. But thank God he's with Jesus, and thank God for the resurrection. We win anyway. In the end, we win anyway. And it brings great comfort when you begin to realize, hey, wait a minute. It's not just what I can see down here with my eyes or with sense knowledge. There is an invisible spiritual battle that's taking place. Jesus faced it, and we're going to face it. It goes on to say in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against wicked spirits, etc. So it's not my intent to teach on the armor of God. We've got some great information in our resource library about that. So you may want to go and look in our website. Go to the tab that says Free Bible Studies. And we've got information on the warfare, and you can study about the armor of God, etc. But the point is this. When you start talking about adversities, problems, things that are coming your way, you can understand we're not above Jesus. There's a warfare, and at times we are caught up in that warfare. Now, the second thing that I want to share with you, not only be aware of the warfare, but the second thing that really helped me, and I think is going to help you, and this is kind of the takeaway today, the handle that I want you to get, and that is, stop focusing on the whys and focus on your response. Oh, I can't emphasize that enough. When you're going through a test or a trial, particularly something that you don't understand, and you can't figure out how in the world, why in the world, you get into a loop where you're just trying to figure it out, figure it out, figure it out. There are some things that there are no answers to in this lifetime. And so you need to say, you know what? I am not going to get caught up in the paralysis of analysis. Just analyzing, analyzing, analyzing. It'll just paralyze you. What I'm going to do is I choose to focus on my response. And what is my response? My response is the same one the Apostle Paul had, which is, I am going to trust in the Lord. Now, I want to share with you out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where Paul gives us the key to this. Don't miss this, because this is the pivotal point of the entire study. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, he says, we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble. He says, we had trouble. And he's talking about the riots and the mobs that attacked him. He says, we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble, which we had in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so much that we despaired even of life. And so what he's saying there is we were so down, if I can just put it to you this way, we were so discouraged, we were so hit that we were even despairing of life. We were like, okay, Jesus, take me now. Have you ever been through something like that? It could be a hassle, it could be a problem, it could be a medical issue, it could be a relationship situation, just stressing you out. And it's just like, man, I'm not sure I can take any more of this. He goes on and he says, yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Watch this. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. There it is, my friend. Paul's conclusion was, we had the sentence in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. And that's where it's going to come to. The way that you're going to confront that problem is you finally come to the point, okay, I don't have to understand everything. I don't even have to have all the answers right now and the solution on how to figure this out. I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting you through this. And this is not going to cause me to turn my back on you. This is not going to cause me to doubt you. You are a good God and I can trust in you. I know when I went through that situation with my son, I stood on the grave after I stayed, of course, after they had filled it in and everybody had left. You know, and everybody's your friend at that moment, but then many of them just drift away through the days. I stood on that grave and I said, Lord, I do not understand all that has happened here, but I do know this. You're a good God. I don't believe that this was your perfect will, but I know that my son is with you and I will see him in the resurrection. And this is not going to wipe my life out. And you know what? I can honestly say this. I never once doubted God's love. Now, emotionally, it took me some years. I said years to fully recover and get over that. But by His grace, I learned to fly above it. Above it. Do you have all the answers, Jason? Still don't have all the answers on that one. But you know what? One day I will know even as I am known. I will see Him face to face. Now, that's a pretty drastic case. Most of us, the adversities that we face are things that we can find the solution. We can see what's going on. If it's a relationship problem, I need to go back and make amends to that person. I need to forgive that person. So in most cases, we can find the solution and address it. If it's sin in our own life, we deal with it. We put it behind us and we move forward. And God says He'll bless us when we have a repentant heart. But the way that you deal with it, either you're going to get into unbelief or you're going to trust God. You're either going to get into doubt and unbelief, or you're going to trust God. And sometimes you trust God even when you can't fully see the solution yet. And so you decide to trust God. Paul went on to say in verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us. Now I want you to see the tenses here. He said he delivered us. He does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Future tense. Now this is all in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Who delivered us from such a great death, who does deliver us now, who will deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us. And I think that's very important. Paul said, you know, you're helping through your prayer. And so it's important to have others praying with you. So when you're going through an adversity, talk to key people, but don't just talk the problem. Ask them for their prayers. Ask them for any creative input that they might have. And sometimes we can get insights from others, but prayer power is so important. Your prayers, but also the prayers of key selected individuals for you. And you know what? God will bring you through. God will bring you through, and you'll fly out of that problem, above the problem, around the problem, under the problem. You're going to come out victorious when you decide, I'm trusting God through this. This storm is not going to last forever. I'm coming through it. Well, I trust that this has been a blessing to you. As I said, we'll have part two. This is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.